Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, but
Francis Sherry, Ocean Love Song, Lisa, Downs and Monroe, and Francis and Joe. I'm Francis, brother, sister, Freddie, up in Minnesota, bright star, up in Minnesota. I'm Francis, brother, rain, up in St. Paul. There's no problem if the heaven cannot be. This is divine healing tonight. Therefore, March, the Francis, down in Monroe, Louisiana. I'm praying for you, God, able to bless you. Sister Deborah, I'm praying for you right there in Antonia. You go out for the healing talk tonight.
I'll get along.
Psalms 91 and Psalms 100 and Psalms 118. It's cold up in New York. I'm praying for them in Buffalo. Those that love loved ones in this storm, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Don't forget, go to my website, theseedofabrahamgillsite.com. You said, Bishop, I want to plant a seed. Go to, and you plant that seed. And then plant that seed with a blessing for you. Go to Cash App and look for a picture. And you'll see Cash App. Again, that want to do it quick, man. I want to thank you for your donation. Thank you for the seed that you planted in this ministry. And I want to pray for you, Brother Russell. Sister Russell, I'm praying for you. Brother Carl, I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow on earth to ever cannot heal. Dean, I'm praying for you tonight. Somebody having problems. I want to heal you tonight. I want you to understand music is a healing sensation. I say, the angel Michael Raphael. I want you to know that God will bring you out in the spirit of Sam Cooke, in the spirit of all those that have gone on, Rita Franklin, Michael Jackson, Prince, and so many. That's gone on. Came through. The love for legacy. With the history. And when I look around, I see James Cleveland. I see Reverend Song.
One more time.
And I see Bishop Moore. Bishop Carl, Bishop Turner, Bishop Leo, Bishop Ben Ross, Bishop have brought his level to the next level. Reverend Moses Nunn, Mother Carrie Nunn, Mother Lisa Brown. Mother Annie Court, I'm praying for you and me, Miss Flossie Grace, Will Coleman, Arlena Coleman. There's so many we can call that brought love to us tonight. And I want to tell you, as we get ready to go to the next level, and I was looking for Brother White to come on yesterday. Come on, I was talking to Deborah's son down in Monroe. Boy, he pulled his rattle. Took his wallet. Trying to get some money from the bank from him. They just flat criminals. But we're going to be meeting with the FBI. And we're going to straighten this stuff out. I'm praying with you, Brother White, down in Mississippi. I'm praying with you tonight. Come on, I'm gonna bring Brother White on. Because Brother White was in Chicago. I made arrangements at the Hilton. We had people that wanted to see you. Mike, Brother White, you might have to run down to Monroe and your appointment, because we got to stop you wherever you are. If God got some problems, we might not be on TV or got no mega church, but God took David with three stones, and he killed Goliath and cut his head off. We got to cut the head off of this racism. We got to cut the head off of these people messing with these young people, lock them up. You know, when he got out, all his time was on the flat by the police department for telling messages. We have to get involved. They want to take your land. They want to put you in jail. There's nobody said nothing. Donald Trump said that they do a lot of dirt. We're going to find out because we are rising up as the black. This is divine healing night. This is the night of divine healing. This is Saturday night, I shall say, over in Kalamazoo, Mississippi, they got 2 foot of snow. That same snow that went up to New York and got it shut down. And right now in Buffalo, New York, we're praying below. But God, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. I'm praying tonight for your healing. I'm praying for your breakthrough tonight. You said, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about get your pencil and paper, get ready, and claim your healing tonight. What you read don't go away. If you read the 23rd number of Psalms, it will go into your system. When you need it, it'll come up. We're talking about the winning invention. We're talking about the $1 trillion flow. We're talking about heal and deliver. We're talking about our ancestors. Now, you said they're dead. Jesus said they only sleeping. And he said let the dead bury the dead. What he was talking about, Brother White, them that ain't doing nothing, you dead already, so let you stay dead. You get some people that want to get involved. Some people want to be active. Some people want to be involved. The Bible said, let the dead bury the dead. I said, well, what that mean? I read it again. Them that's not active, them that's not helping the community, them ain't trying to help people, they dead. So you let the dead bury the dead and do somebody alive. What? Somebody that wants to do something. Somebody don't mind praying. Somebody don't mind giving a donation, planting a tree. Don't mind getting up and go. That's what he's talking about. Glory, hallelujah. Get ready for 2023 for God to give a divine blessing. So this is what I want to say. The railroad, I'm going to prophesy this, Brother White, the railroad is going to strike. And we show up. Going to get a problem. You better get some canned goods, get some stuff, put it in the freezer or can. Because going into 23, you got the rich Republicans fighting each other. You got the rich Democrats fighting each other. Now, you got Trump jumped out there. So I'm going to run. Trump trying to not go to jail. But whoever said, I'm going to give reparations to black folks, that's what I'm going for. See, Dr. King said this. Dr. Locke said, your vote is worth something. If ain't nobody want to help the black race, hold your vote. It ain't doing no good. But if you say, I'm going to help, you know, like I said, boycott Christmas. Somebody said, well, what's that mean? It's the meaning of what you boycott Christmas for. You boycott Christmas because you want healing, medical. You boycott Christmas because you want reparations. You boycott Christmas because you want better education for your kids. You want house. You want the money they send in the crane, they could be sending to Mississippi. They can be sent to Arkansas, to Louisiana, to Georgia. They can be sent to Illinois, to Minnesota, New Orleans. They can be sent it where people need it, okay? That's what happened with that. I want to get ready tonight to tell you all as well, and I want to claim your healing tonight. If I claim it, you got to claim it. And if you claim it, somebody else will claim it. And this is where the temptation of father was a rolling stone. Sam Cooke said, and this is what Sam Cooke said, a chain.
Decree in the mighty name of Jesus that this black cop in Monroe, Louisiana be hit with Luke 6:38, which says, give and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, shall man give to my bosom. But with the same measure I meet with all, it shall be measured back to him again. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you know that I live by Luke 6:38, and you know that you have chosen me to do the things for people that, that needs to be done. I'm your messenger, and you show me how to judge people, not me judging, but how to allow you to judge them. And I'm judging this man through Luke 6:38. And I decree that the things that he has done, that they come right back to him through Luke 6:38. And I'm doing it to you so that you will judge him, not me. But he is wrong, and he's low down and dirty, and we don't want to do it personally for ourselves, but we just want to decree Luke 6:38 over his head so that those people that he's doing wrong, it will come back to him, and he will be put out of business. Now, Bishop, I want to let me just say thanks for about 5 minutes here. I want to talk to the people about this healing. You have been talking about the ancestors. I want the folks to understand that God has put this on your mind to put on their mind that what he wants them to do. Now I'm going to quote a scripture, and I want to explain what about the ancestors. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, and read from 7 through 11, it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Now I want to comment on that. Brothers and sisters, God has put spirit in us. In Ezekiel 36:26, he takes your old stony heart out of you and put a new heart in you. That's the Holy of Holies. In that new heart, he puts our wisdom in you, which is also called the inner man. Now, I want you to know the inner man is equal to God. But now let me finish quoting the scripture. "That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, but not in distress, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing in the body the dying." Listen to this good now. "Always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body." Not mortal body, that's the 10th verse. But in the 11th verse it says, "We who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in this mortal body." Now what he's saying is that we have a treasure in us, and the treasure in us consists of our wisdom, God, and Jesus. I said it in a way that you might think that God is separate, but our wisdom is God and me joined together. Then we have the Holy Spirit in us. Now, this is the treasure that we have in the earthen vessel. Now, God has given the soul man is the one who is the executor of the heart. In other words, the soul man, he has given us the mind of Christ so that we can hear our wisdom, who is receiving information from God by way of Jesus to the inner man, and then to, to our wisdom, and then to the soul man. So the soul man is the executor of the heart, but all the power is in the heart. But God is not a robot God where he's going to come take you over and do things for you. He has given the soul man the right to do the talking for what the inner man or our wisdom man tell him to do. That's why the scripture says those that worship God or communicate with God must communicate with him in spirit and in truth. If I speak the word of God, I'm speaking it to our wisdom, the inner man, in the heart, and he gives the information to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit relates it to God. God relates the answer back to the Holy Spirit, to our wisdom, and then the inner man, whatever you have willed the inner man to do, God will do it because that is his son. So what I'm saying is that we have to, believing is defined in John chapter 17, verse 20, where it says, Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for all of those who believe on me with their words. He has given us the authority to speak. But when we speak, we are speaking our wisdom to Jesus, which is also our wisdom. And we will see, the thing we must understand is there's a parallel between our inheritance, the common man inheritance. In other words, if they can take your DNA and go all the way back to your origin. Your DNA is gonna take, they can go back to your beginning and find out if these people were your ancestors. Well, it's the same way with God. We have to understand that we were in God before the foundation of the earth, just like Jesus was. And we are equal with Jesus, which means that God has given us permission to speak to the inner man, which is our wisdom man, and that our wisdom man is going to transfer that message to God by way of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you speak that, God's going to recognize that. But you have to know you are the brother of Jesus. Knowing that gives you confidence to know that what you say to them, God's going to answer your prayer. And the way you know that he's going to answer your prayer is because the minute you speak a scripture for your problem, you're going to get peace. I'm telling you now, all you got to do is you don't have to just do what I'm telling you to do. It's not going to hurt you to find a scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 says, hear ye children the instructions of your father and attend to no understanding. If you go to Proverbs 9, 10b, you're going to see understanding is the knowledge of the Holy, all the scriptures in the Bible. So what we have to do is that if you don't know, then the people who do know have to lead you and have you to say, because confessing is what God wants you to do to receive your healing. In other words, when you follow the instructions that I'm telling you, what God has given me, you're going to get healed for cancer. It doesn't make any difference what the situation is. You just got to find a scripture that covers your situation. And when you find a scripture that covers your situation, you're going to be all right. Now, going back to that policeman, Luke 6:38 is a judgmental. Not only is it a protective scripture for you, it is a scripture that you can use as judgmental. You speak Luke 6:38, God going to make you hold fast to that profession or the confession of Luke 6:38. And you can decree that on people who are doing wrong to you, and God will answer you right away. Just watch and see on that policeman that I just decreed on that's doing wrong. Watch and see on God just step in and do some harm to him, right, and get some, you're going to get some justice right away. The reason he ain't been getting no justice is because ain't nobody saying nothing about it. And see, if you don't say nothing about him, again, God is not a robot God that he's going to come in and just take care of your situation. Although if I do you wrong, somewhere down the line, I'm going to get it. But if you want something fast, quick, in a hurry, then you lose you Luke 6:38 to decree on me if I'm doing you wrong. And I guarantee you God will take care of it right away. So that's what we got to do. We got to get the people, although God revealed to me, like the man that was shot up in I think it was Kalamazoo, Michigan. God told me, you don't need no whole lot of people to do it. You can do it by yourself. But if we come together and we do it, it's going to be fast, quick, and a hurry. You're going to see that these people just can't keep doing things to people and get away with it. So that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to get to where, like I said, I've just been busy because I've been having some trouble with my own self, but it's being taken care of. And God has allowed me to know that it is being taken care of. That's why I can tell you that if you speak these scriptures and speak that with invention, God's going to take care of your problem right away. So that's what I wanted to say, Bishop, because there's a parallel relationship between you talking about the ancestors. In other words, letting people know that their ancestors the DNA of us today is the same as the DNA of our original ancestors. God We're talking about the spirit when we talk to God, when we talk about God. We're talking about the human body when we're talking about the natural relationship. And there's a parallel. It's the same thing. And as soon as you read that scripture, keep reading that scripture. For 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. Read that scripture. And then go to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, 13, and 14. Keep reading it, and you're going to find out that you got the same power as Jesus got. And when you speak it, you're going through Jesus. You can't do anything without going through him. So don't be afraid to speak. Speak to your inner man on the inside of you, and he's going to give it to Jesus, and Jesus is going to give it to God, and God's going to answer your inner man because that's his son. And he's in your son, and he said his word will not return unto him void. All right, go ahead, Bishop. Hello?
That's good, brother. Hey, you're working out. That's the main thing that's happening. We got to stay focused. Got to do something for us.
Right. We got to stay on the case. You can't give up. Just get in contact with God through read that every day until God manifests Jesus' life in you. And I guarantee you, once he manifests Jesus' life in you, it ain't nothing going to be too hard for you.
That's right.
And I'm serious now, folks, please. And I want you to do what I'm to the Bible. You ain't got to do what I'm telling you to do, but read this scripture for yourself. I'm giving you where they are. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Right.
But it has to be by us. Not of, but by. Because God ain't no robot God. He's not going to speak for you. You got to speak it for yourself. He has given you authority to speak. And he told you in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct them? See, you got to have the mind of Christ for God to instruct you. And then he goes on to tell you, but we have the mind of Christ. And you know you have the mind of Christ. So you can't go out here and commit adultery, fornication, think about trying to kill somebody without God telling you, you know that that's wrong. He tell you through the inner man or through our wisdom that that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. That's proof that you got God in you, proof that your mind is of God. But you just don't want to hear it because the devil, through your flesh, can overpower you. Because your flesh is a strong, in operation. Because most of the things that your flesh is, it's a physical thing, like alcohol. It has a spirit in it that gets in your flesh, and the spirit of the alcohol overpowers the spirit of your mind because you're not solidified in Christ in your mind. But you have the mind of Christ. All you gotta do is just listen, and when you listen, do what that inner man tell you to do. And don't do what he tell you not to do. Don't do it. And if you start speaking the scripture, like I said, 1 Corinthians 2:16, if you speak that scripture, every time you speak the strength grows. And if you speak Hebrews 9:14, write it down. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, purge? Y'all don't hear me, I don't think. Purge. I ain't talking about asking them to leave. He actually purges these things, purges the devil out of your mind. So he can't come back up in there. As long as you speak these scriptures, God's word is so awesome, the devil can't overpower God's word. If you speak in Hebrews 9:14, he's going to purge the consciousness of flesh.
Amen.
And he's going to purge the consciousness of your mind of the devil. Now, if you think I'm lying, speak the scriptures. See what it happened to you. I want you to speak it so you'll know that I ain't lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. Things that you ain't never heard before. I'm trying to tell you. Don't listen to these people who tell you all this other foolishness they talking to you. If you want money, speak Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8. If you want your mindset on God, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. commit thy words to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. The way you commit commit your words to the Lord is the final scripture that covers what you want.
That's right.
And you speak that scripture, and you're committing it to God, and he's going to take care of it. And if you do what I'm telling you, somebody's going to have to come on here and start talking and witnessing to what we're saying. Because
that's right.
People need to know that we ain't telling you no lie. Telling you about my own experience. By my own experience.
I couldn't walk, Bishop.
I'm telling you, some while ago, 7-8 months ago, I'm telling you now, I could walk, but I had to walk, drag my feet on a walk. Now I can get up and walk and move around like I want to move around, simply because I decreed Hebrews 4:12, the scripture that says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, pierces it even to the dividing partition of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner, determines what my thoughts are and what the intents of my heart. And what he told me, all things that I think is possible because he controlled my mind. And he told me, he said, just like I put a new heart in you, he said, if I take your old stony heart out of you and put a new heart in you, don't you think that I can manifest new consciousness in your knees?
That's right.
Until came and I decree that consciousness come into my knees, wherever consciousness is needed in my body, I decree that it come in the name of Jesus. And consciousness is coming to my knees. That's why I'm walking better. I ain't got the pain I used to have. Huh?
Why he said, I give you a new, I take the stony heart out and give you a heart of flesh of God.
You know he can do God's
healing come from God.
Thank you. It's of him. But we have to decree it. It's of him, but not by him. You think he done put it in us? Why you think that scripture, Second Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that
that's
the
right.
excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Why you think he said we have it in our earthen vessels? And then why did he say those that communicate with him must communicate him with spirit and in truth? You must speak unknown tongue. Why did he give me? I never had anybody to explain unknown tongue to me. I went to God. When he called me as a prophet, the last thing he said, and forbid not to speak in tongues. And I told him, I said, Father, I speak in tongues, but I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And he told me that he was going to have sister wisdom to show me tongues. And through our wisdom and me, they came to me and told me, if I want to know tongues, I have to go to Jesus. Say, what is a better way than understanding unknown tongues than understanding them from Jesus? And said, final scripture, where Jesus spoke in unknown tongues. Mark 11:15, verse 34
mm-hmm.
is the scripture that I chose simply because the scripture says that Jesus spoke in an unknown tongue, and he actually tells us how to speak in an unknown tongue. Elohi, latabatani, which is being interpreted, the Bible says. Jesus was saying, I said devil trying to mess with me, but he was saying, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Now, you can't deny that he didn't speak it, that you cannot deny that Jesus didn't speak in tongues there, because the scripture says it was being interpreted. So if it was being interpreted, that means he spoke in tongues. Then he told me, wisdom told me, said, what can you follow what Jesus did there? I didn't know what he meant in the beginning. And then he said, if you can say what he said, can you say what you were saying when you speak in tongues? You remember it like you remember what Jesus said. I told him no. And he said, well, then if what you can see what Jesus is doing and it ain't like what you're doing, then can you find what you're doing in the Bible? And I said, no, I couldn't find what I was doing in the Bible. Then he told me, he said, there's only two things about unknown tongues. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because, see, when you speak in an unknown tongue, you are praying our wisdom, and you're praying the inner man, which is our wisdom, and he's praying the prayer for you that you don't even know what he's praying for, but he's praying about the house that we all live in. Then he tells me, he said, can you make an American word out of what Jesus said? Elohi, can you make an American word out of that? I said, yes, I can. Eloise, can you make an American word out of La? L-A-Y. Late. Or L-A-T-T-I-E. There's a lot of words you can make out of L-A-Y-E-R. Layer. La, ta, t-a, t-h-a-t, that. Batch, b-a-c-h, b-a-c-h-e-l-i-o-r, bachelor. Ta, again, t-h-a-t, that. Knee, n-i, Nikki. Now, if those of you who speak in an unknown tongue, can you make an American word out of the things that the sounds that you are making? If you can't, then can you find what you're saying in the Bible? And do it like I just told you. God showed me how to understand unknown tongues. And then when you say, if you say E-L-O-I and Eloise is the word, then E-L-O-I is a dialect of Eloise. A dialect is an unknown word that's made from a known word that differs from the known word in spelling, pronunciation, and definition. The most common one, so you can never forget it, is Y-O-U. Take the U away, you got yo. Yo differs from you in spelling, pronunciation, and definition. Now, don't argue with me. Argue with God. If what you're saying is not, cannot be described as where I'm telling you that Jesus, that Jesus had our wisdom to explain to me, then don't argue with me. Don't have no argument with me at all. Argue with Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Because what I told you, if you go there, you can do the same thing that I just told you. If you can't do the same, I couldn't do the same thing with my unknown tongue. So I just say, hey, that must be the devil that I was doing. When I started speaking in unknown tongue, the way that Jesus did, I started getting right away results. Consciousness and stuff started coming in my knees, and I ain't hurting like I used to hurt. And it's getting better and better every day. So I'm telling you now.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hey, listen to me. If you're following after God, you better follow after the Holy Spirit. Because if you follow after him, and then he's the one, when you pray in a long tongue, the inner man gives it to him, to Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives it to God.
That's
God.
Right.
It's pure God. You're praying pure God then. So tongues ain't for no showboating. It's for to help you get healed. Quick, fast,
right,
and in a hurry. So and read that passage of scripture, Second Corinthians 4:7-4:11. And it's gonna manifest Jesus in your life and let you know that Jesus is your big brother.
That's right.
You down the line from Jesus. That's going to become a reality in you. When it becomes a reality in you, it's all over for Satan. That's a reality in me. I know that I'm equal with Jesus. And Jesus said he's equal with God. Now, I ain't greater than God, and I ain't God, but I'm equal with him. I can do the same thing that Jesus did. And
so
John 14, chapter 14, verse 10, tell me, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on Jesus, he that speaks the word of Jesus, can do the things that Jesus did. And it said, greater works than these said he do, shall I do, because Jesus is gone to his Father.
That's right. Sitting on the right hand
so,
of his Father.
I don't know if you have to. I'm going to ask right now, if there's anyone who just heard what I just said, I'd like to know if you have any questions about what I said. Please, come on the line and talk to me right now.
Well, I want to say this, Brother White. There's a lot of people Tyler and Mr. Prayer, Divine Healer. The reason they don't want to be healed, they don't want to accept God. You have not because you ask not. I
Amen.
Decree the healing, but do they decree the healing? Okay?
Right.
Because
they
got
to do it. They have to do it, Bishop.
Of God, and they got to have faith.
And I'm gonna tell you another scripture that prevents people from being healed. That's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2, 3, especially number 3, where it says to receive wisdom, to receive instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. You need to meditate on that scripture. Because what it does is it removes out of you anything that has to do with equity. And equity is whatever you want for yourself and your children, it should be the same thing for my children and me. And
that's
if
right.
It ain't, if it's not, then that's what is, I think it's the fifth pillar of wisdom where it says, pure wisdom.
Brother White.
Huh?
This is what you got to understand. 2020, we had the virus. We was all shut down. Now, this is 2022. God is bringing the truth out. All the stuff
yep.
that's in all the dirt being bring out. 2023, if some things gonna be shut down, and God won't the door, okay? I call for a boycott of the mall, and people, you know, they say, well, I ain't going to. Bishop said, some of them gonna go out to the mall and get killed trying to rob and stick up the mall. Well, you can keep
yep.
your money in your pocket. You ain't got to worry about people sticking up and robbing, because you got
Thank
some
you.
Sick people that demon possessed. They black, white,
Thank
brown,
you.
They're all of them. Because they have strayed away from God. And they're
not being
guided
by him.
They want something. But as long as they're doing all right, they don't need God. You got blacks that are rich. They ain't trying to help nobody.
And see, a bishop.
Like the
Amen.
Oil
company. And I want to know what I want to.
Some people rich. Some people Amen. Don't give no money to poor people. Now, Trump, that he's running, might be a good thing because you got rich Republicans fighting Republicans. You got rich Democrats fighting Democrats. But one thing Dr. King said and Dr. Clark said, if your vote don't mean nothing, what are you going to vote? If we vote, we're supposed to be getting something for it. Now, we need reparations. That means you need money to start your business, to do your crop. You ain't got the big government. Because they owe us. We need money for education. We need money for black doctors, black hospitals. Some of these towns ain't got no hospitals in them. You know,
no, they don't.
And this is the richest country in the world. When you can send $1 trillion over where people are fighting at, and right here, people need to be healed right here in America. People need
Amen.
To be healed. When you buy trillions of guns, and put them in the neighborhood with the kids. You got kids shooting kids shooting themselves, and you got kids shooting families. You got the police calling their police, and they killing more than they police. God said high, and God looked low. And I'm going to tell you, God going to move on some of this evil that's going on.
He going to move on it because... See, the people ain't doing nothing about it. Like I keep trying to tell you, God ain't no robot God.
Right, ain't trying to clean up. Brother, sister, if you don't clean up, you're going to die and go to hell. I'm going to say it. I ain't about the color. It's about you not obeying God. It's a divine law. I'm going to say this to him. Brother White, you got your Bible.
Well, I don't have my Bible right here, but I got my Bible on my phone.
Get Romans 1:26 for me. Romans 1 and 26. Okay. Now, Mary, I don't know where you were there. I guess you were asleep. You need to stay woke. Okay. When you're supposed to be on your job, don't let them supposed to block you from reading the scripture or doing what God got for you. Some of the people call me. They want my help, but they don't want to stick with God. A couple of people called me. They got Bitcoin, and they lost big money. One lady said she lost $10,000. Another boy said he lost $50,000 because Bitcoin crashed, okay? It was a Ponzi scheme. Try the spirit, buy the spirit. See, is that the right spirit? That Bitcoin was a Ponzi scheme. A lot of blacks lost money. Lots of whites lost money. Now, I told Ms. White to give Proverbs. I told him to get Romans 1 and 26. Now, while I'm going there, you know, let me help y'all out. I might not. When Bush got in as president, I want somebody to tell me what Bush did for black folks. When Clinton got in, somebody tell me what he did for black folks. Okay. When Obama got in, tell me what he did for black folks. I know he helped the gays and that same-sex marriage mess. He did that. You know, a lot should not tear in God's sight. Now, Mr. White, I'm going to ask you and y'all listening. I got to say this. You might not never like me. The ways of sin and death to give God eternal life. Let me get Brother White now. I want him to read that, and we're going to discuss that. Okay, Brother White.
I got Romans 1:26 now.
Yeah.
I got Romans 1:26.
Yeah, read it.
Okay. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection, for even the woman did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. Did you hear
read
me?
On. Yeah, read on.
And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is
unseemly,
and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat.
Now, I want to say,
and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a probated mind.
A reprobate mind.
To do those things which are not
reprobate
convenient.
Means they're turned away from God. These people ain't worried about no God. Two men is born with each other. Two women, they ain't God. It's a divine law. It's a man and woman. That's a divine law. It ain't said woman to woman. It just said man to man. And anytime that law breaks, it's a curse before God. And you can't be successful. I don't care what you do, how you try to clean it up. You can't clean up the devil mess. And
no, you can't.
Who don't like it? If one preacher, Jake, P.A. Jake said, God allow that. He's a lie. He's a black, brown lie. God don't allow. The word is the word. And he said he can heal you if you want to be healed. But if you got a reprobate mind, you're going to hell, brother. You are looking at death. And it's going to fall. I don't care what you say. I don't care. You can't clean it up. And these politicians trying to clean it up. You've got to go by the divine law of God. Go on, Mr. White.
You got that right, brother.
Now, what you got to say about that, Brother White? I'm on this.
All I can say is yay and amen, because I'm reading I'm seeing what you're saying. God's saying the same thing that you're saying.
And look,
the devil got a hammer on and putting all kind of things in their mind, man.
That's right. That's why so much killing going on.
Yes, indeed. It sure
is. You can't go along. The preachers, let me tell you something. The preachers cannot take a lie and make it the truth.
No, you
can't. And that's what next week we got to preach. We got to get ready, get your scriptures together. We got to preach first the divine will of God is, and then we can give them the witty invention. But they all crossed up. They messed up.
But
me is going with me.
Bridget,
and then the government
don't worry,
say it's all right.
Don't worry, though.
Say it's all right. And then you got women saying it's all right for their son that he can be what he wants to be. He was born a man. He's going to die a man. He's born a woman. He's going to die a woman. God. See? And ain't nobody standing up. Everybody's scared to speak the truth. And these preachers in the pulpit with mega churches, all they want an airplane, a Cadillac, a Rolls Royce, and want to go across the sea. And God's going to cut that stuff out.
Yeah, he's going to cut it out now. That's
I'm
why you ain't
song you, for you,
see,
brother. I'm talking some heavy stuff tonight. And every night next week.
Why you know something else, Bishop?
What?
Why aren't the folks coming on shooting you down? Ain't nobody coming on Block Talk Radio shooting you down, are they?
Because it's a scripture.
Because they're scared.
That's right.
They're scared. You cannot refute God and get away with it.
Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. And I'm telling
Amen.
You, some people are going to die, and look, there's some people going to die because if they don't screw up their life. I don't give them to die. Cancer,
yep.
whatever they do, if you're alcoholic, you die to a roast of the liver. If you're on dope, you're going to die. If you're on crack, you're going to die. I got you repent. These people don't repent. Going to Washington, talking about the worst thing it was, going to watch and talking about, I want to atone. Atone for what? You got to atone to no man. You got to atone to God. And you
yep.
ain't did nothing. I'm answering you did nothing. The white folk need to atone for all the evil and hanging and lynching they just did. And God said, hi, God, look low.
Yep. He said, hi, look low. Amen.
Well,
and Bishop, to prove it.
Nick, Brother White, I think
yes,
tonight
sir.
Was the most divine healing night. First,
right.
before you can get healed, you got to know the truth. And
you
can't get
you got
healed
to follow God.
If you don't embrace the truth. If
you
go
to
the hospital, the doctor said, what's wrong with you? If you come to the prophet, he's going to tell you what's wrong with you. Because I was at a service, and the man asked the lady, what's wrong with you? If you're a prophet, you ain't got to ask. God's going to tell you what.
No, you don't.
See what I'm saying?
He's going to tell you.
He's going to tell you.
He's going to tell you.
That's right.
And that's why
they
told
lie. If they lie, tell something wrong with them, I'm having a problem. I said, if you stop hoeing around, you won't have a problem. She looked. You're going with the man upstairs and your husband downstairs. She left out the church. They don't want the truth. They want to lie. I'm not going to give you no lie. I'm going to give
you.
The way
Amen. And see,
and
see,
means,
we can, if you mess up, you can't speak.
You keep doing it, you're going to die, graveyard, die, and you're going to hell. Okay, who you?
Sure
is.
Is.
Black, white, brown, okay, how much money you got? And I'm going to start a preaching
don't
like
no
that
deal.
Every night and letting these people know they don't have to, if they want to go to a church with a bunch of sisters and bulldogs at and they're serving the devil. If they want to go with a lot of lying going on, they're serving the devil. Ain't nobody, I don't care, Pentecostal, Catholic, whatever it is, if they ain't preaching right, they on their way to hell. I know some
sure
hell
is.
Stuff. These people don't want to repent. They don't want
to. No,
and,
they don't.
And that scripture you read, he said, the scripture said, they don't want to retain the knowledge of God. They don't want
no, they don't.
You to tell them the truth. Now, I'm going to
no,
say to him.
No, they don't.
Why is a man that raped little kids and a man going to tell him, we bisexual, we LGB. They LGB going to hell and the devil. It ain't no such LB. Is that what they call it?
Yep.
Since this bulldog, I don't know, it's all mean. It's all, everything they said is against God. It's against the word.
Yeah.
We're going to break that down, Brother White, next week. Get your pens and paper, Professor. We're going to break down what LG, what it means. And we're going to find
right.
it in the scripture. So get ready. It's going to be hot.
All right. I'll get on the internet and get it to go.
Because this is what I want to say. LBG, what each word means.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with God. It got something to do
no, it doesn't.
With the devil.
They got men kissing on TV.
That's
now you
that's
know
right.
That.
You got big companies sponsored. When we started boycotting these companies, these big corporations that backing this stuff up,
they'll get it together.
They got kids saying, "Well, Mama, I don't want to be no boy. I want to be a girl." The mama said, "You can be what you want to be." No, you can't be what you want. God, your DNA, tell you what you is.
Yes, it does.
And this got to be brought out. And look, the worst thing happens that this kind of stuff is going on.
Yes, it does.
Worst thing going on. That's right. But did the lady call you from down south?
Oh, she didn't call me. I looked for a 318 area code. I was looking for her, but she
yeah,
didn't call.
I'm gonna call to see what she's doing, but I'm gonna call you later on. Okay.
So, okay then, guy. If we're gonna get cut off, I think anyway, because it's 10:08.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.